Moncrief on News Talk.
In Saudi Arabia, the authorities call them care homes, but they're in fact gulags for women who are routinely tortured there. Their crime is often simply that they may have disagreed with a man. Mariam Al-Dessouri is a human rights activist. Mariam, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
How long have these institutions existed for?
For as long as I was born. So it has been for ages there, and they are building more and more of them around the kingdom as well.
And would it be the case that in family homes, young girls will be threatened with this?
Everyone will know about them. So the thing that in Saudi Arabia, people will know about those institutions, and they will probably have someone who's related to them in those institutions, but it's also associated with a lot of shame. So there is a combination, a mixed feeling of fear and shame to talk about it as well.
Mm. And for what kinds of reasons are women sent there?
So there is several reasons those detention centers that imprison young women and girls are sent there. First, by seeing as misbehave, inconvenience for the regime if they are feminist and campaigning, or have been accused by their male guardian for disobedience. The majority of women who are there are women who flees or try to run away from abusive home or a controlling environment. Many of those women have been also accused by their male guardian or family member of for immoral act, which include seeing with unrelated man, violating a dress code, or acting rebellion. And what's quite important also, they can be sent through the legal system. The judge can send them there for any minor offense.
Right. But does it necessarily require a judge to end up in one of these places?
No, it doesn't require a judge to end up in those places.
Ah, so so would it be like a husband or a father just kind of brings them there and they take them in?
Let's say someone who ran away from home and because she was abused by her either father, brother or husband, she will go to the police and report it. They will send her to Dar Raya, which is translate to care home. And she cannot leave until because the male guardian, which could be the abuser, and this is the most disturbing part, give a constant that she leave the Dar Raya.
And what are the conditions like inside them?
It's absolutely awful. So Al-Qasd did quite, which is a human rights organization based in London and focused in Saudi Arabia, did quite a lot of investigation, and it showed there is poor hygiene, solitary confinement where women are put in a separated area, brutal punishment, humiliating treatment such as strip searching. And previously, and we don't know if this is still happening, there was a flogging where women would be whipped in the middle of the center so everyone can see her, and for any small offense. And the condition is extremely awful, that there was a lot of cases that have been documented of women trying to commit a suicide or actually committed a suicide.
And apart from the flogging, what kind of punishments are meted out to women there?
Psychologically and physically, punishment. So psychologically, by being isolated in a horrible condition. And physically, we seen in 2020, I think, where women were demonstrating about the bad condition. They brought men with policemen who just start pulling them from their hair, hitting them. So all sorts of punishment is there. And a woman can stay there as long as they can under the umbrella of rehabilitation until she's reformed.
Mm. And who decides if the woman is reformed?
So according to the government official narrative, an investigation will happen. If they find her innocent, she'll be released, or a court will clear her of the charges, or she complete her sentence by the judge, or the Minister of Social Affairs agree that she have been reformed and the judge approve her condition. However, what's quite important, all of this can cancel if the male guardian requests that she stay there further for more reform. Mm.
Can the woman herself, if she's in one of these places, can she apply to be released, you know, and try and prove that she's been reformed? It's entirely up to men.
Yes, absolutely up to the men and the system that enabled the abuse. So women cannot leave.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of them try to commit suicide, because they don't see the end of it.
And they're building more of these places. Is that the case?
Yes, yes, they build them. We know that they existed in several cities. In 2017, which is the latest report by Al-Qost about this Dar Raya, which is a bit old report, they say that there was more than 200 cases that they are aware of. And bear in mind, it doesn't publish those official states. And when they ask about it, and you probably read the Guardian report, they say, yes, they didn't deny it exists. They say, yes, it does exist and is supposed to offer a shelter for women. And those centers is not offering any shelter of women. It's actually enabling the abuse of women. And with the absence of any independent shelter except the state-run institution, women who is facing domestic abuse will turn to them. And then they are stuck in a system that trap very vulnerable women, once at home and again in the state custody.
Yeah. What ages are the young women who are sent there? And if, say, you turn 18 or 21, are you sent someplace else?
So we know the youngest cases we heard about is 13 years old. And in those institutions, the condition until age 30. And if you turn 30 and you're still there, they move you to something called guest house, which is the same condition as well.
Right. Okay. And is there a woman's prison per se, or do they just call them all guest houses?
No. There is woman prison. This is for people who didn't commit a crime.
Yeah. Is there? And given they're building more of them, and they're just saying, "Oh no, they're wonderful, and we're looking after women." Is there any way of applying pressure to the Saudi authorities to do something about this?
And that's what we are quite hoping for by highlighting it. And thank you for having us here. That put a pressure in the Saudi government. We know that the pressure from international community usually work in Saudi Arabia. So we saw, for example, the case of Salma Shihab. I don't know how much you know about her. She was a prison. She was a PhD student in UK, and she tweeted about women rights, not even a lot. And they waited until she went back home, and they imprisoned her for, they charged her for 27 years in a prison. And after a massive campaign in Western community from NGOs and so on, and Al-Qost as well, her charges was dropped to 4 years, and she had been just released in February 2025.
Mariam, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Mariam Al-Dosari there, a human rights activist. And of course, she's originally from Saudi Arabia. Again, you can imagine what a lot of the comments are about. One says, "I hope football fans and sports fans around the world are listening to this woman and consider it when they're watching their favourite event in the coming years, because so many events, including the FIFA World Cup, are set to take place there soon. It's so disgraceful." And a lot of people saying pretty much the same thing.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.